As I mentioned before, today's gospel speaks of the 12-year-old Jesus, of the 12-year-old Jesus. When I thought about this gospel, I thought of my grandson Stephen, who's now a couple of months past 12. 12-year-olds are smart, curious about the world, happy to learn new things, and always ready with a quick answer. And you know what? Most 12-year-olds still like us. Another thing about 12-year-olds is that they think they're very grown up. They struggle for independence. They push boundaries, trying to do as much as they can without their parents. And they're also beginning to think seriously about the things that give meaning to their lives. Today's readings connect the prophet Samuel, who was a child serving the Lord in Jerusalem, and 12-year-old Jesus, who was beginning to understand himself and trying to learn everything about his mission. And in between that first reading and the gospel is the text from Paul's letter to the Colossians. That reading helps us understand what it means to dedicate ourselves to Christ by caring for each other with love in the Christian community. For Paul, love is the foundation of every faith community, and love is what keeps communities alive. So let's reflect on these texts to find out some of their meaning for us today. The first reading might strike us as a bit strange. Who today would leave their child with religious leaders so they could be raised as servants of the church? Not too many. But even though this sounds scary or unusual to us, throughout Jewish and Christian history, there was sometimes children that did just that. Sometimes they were poor or orphans, or sometimes they were the youngest children of the wealthy who wouldn't inherit any property or any money. So they were entrusted to religious leaders for their upbringing and education. And many of those children wound up in service to the Lord. If you remember the story of Samuel, Hannah, who was Samuel's mother, was barren. But she promised that if she became pregnant, she would consecrate her child to the Lord for service in the temple. And so she did. Samuel's parents visited the young boy only once a year in Jerusalem when they were going up for their annual sacrifice. The reading makes the point that when they visited, they would bring their child, their growing child, new clothing every year. In today's text, we see Samuel dressed not only in his own clothing, but in the liturgical dress of priests, the ephod. We know from scripture that Samuel performed many roles in the temple. He was a priest, he was a prophet, and he was a judge. He was a key leader in helping push forward the salvation of the Jewish people. Even as a child, Samuel was dedicated to God. Turning to Luke's gospel, today we read the only account of Jesus as a young boy. In this story, Jesus was going to Jerusalem with his parents so they could make a Passover sacrifice. But on their way home, there was a communications mix-up. That happens a lot with 12-year-olds. Each parent believed Jesus was with the other. It took them a while to realize that he wasn't with the group at all. Imagine how they must have felt, searching everywhere and not finding him, until they went back and saw him in the temple with the rabbis. This 12-year-old was busy. He was listening to the teachers and asking them questions and giving them answers. All were surprised by his knowledge and the depth of his questions. Even at age 12, Jesus was starting to understand that God had a mission for him. And his mission was to bring God's love to the world. He probably didn't have all the pieces in place, but like many 12-year-olds, he's beginning to figure out his life's meaning. And like so many mothers, Mary didn't exactly understand where he was headed, but she trusted him and she loved him and she supported him. The gospel says that Mary carried him in her heart always. And even at that young age, Mary knew that Jesus was of God and would do God's will, just as she did when she said yes to the angel. So this Sunday, our role models are the young Samuel, brought to the temple by his parents, and 12-year-old Jesus, who began searching for his own destiny as God's servant. And when I think about the deep conversations and big dreams of my grandson, I realize that 12-year-olds are capable of many amazing things. Paul's inspiring version of the Christian life helps us understand the importance of those two figures and those two readings. What Samuel and Jesus did in the temple, we Christians must do in our daily lives. In today's text, Paul explained that we must put on Christ. Putting on Christ was symbolized by the new white clothes given at the end of the baptism ceremony. Even today, some churches give white garments to people being baptized. But putting on Christ means more than changing clothes. Putting on Christ means that all divisions should disappear. Nobody should care about race or ethnicity, social status, or age. Putting on Christ means changing our lives, becoming more compassionate, merciful, kind, humble, and patient. Those are Paul's words. Putting on Christ means living with grace and forgiveness. We all know life is imperfect and problems arise, but by putting on Christ, believers can live as he did, with forgiveness and love in our hearts. And as Paul said, putting on Christ means that everything we do is wrapped in God's love. As he had previously told the Corinthians, even Christian virtues are empty without love. But with love, our lives have the capacity to mirror God, and we can build communities that are filled with the life and love of Christ. These These are important texts for a Sunday that's quiet in many churches. What can we take away from our look at young Samuel, servant of the Lord, and 12-year-old Jesus, who was discovering God's mission for him? And what do we take from Paul, who encourages us to put on Christ and bring God's life to the world? First, let's remember that Samuel didn't choose his situation. His parents chose it for him. But even with that in mind, he served God with dignity and grace, giving his whole heart to his service. Even if our lives aren't exactly what we thought they would be, can we celebrate God's presence in our lives and serve God with gladness every day? Second, like 12-year-old Jesus and all the wonderful 12-year-olds we know, can we be open to following God with trust and joy? Can we explore new things with hope, believing that God is showing us the true path for our lives, a path of peace and joy? And finally, in the new year, can we resolve to put on Christ so we can build up the Christian community with love? The virtues of Colossians are very easy to say. They roll off your tongue, but they are challenging to follow. If we try each day to put on the virtues Paul mentioned, I believe we'll all be in a different place by the end of 2025. And as we come to the end of 24, may we give thanks for what has been, and may we look forward to what is to come. And may God bless you always. Amen.